Mulberry Bush is a residential school in Oxfordshire, specialising in therapeutic care, treatment and education for at-risk primary age children. A large number of pupils coming to the school from across the UK have difficulty developing relationships, leading to a variety of social, emotional and behavioural difficulties. Ray Burrows is a peripatetic teacher at the school, and the senior training officer is Dawn Davidson.
It's not a sort of a regular mainstream school. We work with the children in what we describe as a therapeutic milieu, which means that during the course of the day, all of the interactions that we have with the children are considered to be therapeutic. They are considered, the staff work together in a form, what we describe as reflective practice. So we think about each of the interactions we have with the children. We develop plans for working with them to help understand their behaviours and help them to develop and change and become a more integrated, more together child, really. More and more, the kind of children who come to our attention are the children who are physically aggressive or display oppositional behaviours, because they're the children who are the most difficult to manage within a mainstream setting, because their behaviours are not only disturbed but disturbing for other children within the classroom setting.
I'm thinking of one particular child who really, he displayed very risky behaviour, putting himself in unsafe situations. For example, climbing where he could up onto roofs. Now, obviously, we make that as difficult as possible, but he was a very agile little boy. And generally, risky behaviours that created quite a lot of anxiety in people. And the way that we worked with that and understood that is that he was feeling, in our terms, not contained, and not that people weren't preoccupied with him. So we put in a particular way of working with him, which meant he had a lot of close contact with the adults who looked after him. But at the beginning of the school day, he'd meet with whoever was heading up the education day at that time, with one of his education staff and with one of the residential staff. They'd reflect with him about how his day had been. And that went on for some time, but was gradually be able to reduce. And that was a very concrete way of demonstrating to him that he was very much in people's minds. And actually, we noticed improvements. He was able to sort of take more responsibility for himself.
We find that with the children that we work with, that they can be quite vulnerable children, and some of the things that help a child to feel resilient are having a secure base. But in order for the other sort of resilient strings to be enacted, a child really needs that first and foremost. But, you know, in order to be able to access education, a child needs to feel confident and have a sense of the ability to achieve and themselves as a learner and themselves as a positive human being. And some of the children who have problems with attachment or have early difficulties in their relationships find it very difficult to access the education.
I think one example might be the child who teachers or support staff experience as choosing what they want to do and just avoiding some things because they don't like maths or so on. And actually, when you talk about that and you ask questions about that and you think about what's going on, very often at the bottom of that is a huge level of anxiety. And very often underlying that anxiety is that huge fear of failure. And that failure is very often linked to lack of secure base in attachment terms. The child who has a secure base is very happy to explore and, you know, come back to and then go off and explore a bit more and then come back again. The child who doesn't have that secure base is far, far less able to undertake that exploration. And so those children, rather than find something that they can't do, will avoid doing it altogether. And so that's when understanding attachment or a child's attachment might well help. It's one tool in perhaps trying to understand the meaning of what children's doing. They're not just avoiding or being difficult, or, you know, it's probably some sort of deep, you know, quite high level of anxiety that's underlying that.
One of the resilience strings is about talents and interests, and I think one of the things that we're very good at the Mulberry Bush is to try and find ways to harness what the children are really good at. So, for example, there will be opportunities for them to engage in music and drama, for them to go out and experiencing different things. We have something that we call secondary experience, where the children have an opportunity to sort of go out and experience things in the outside world. We also work on things like social competences as well, so trying to get the children to understand how they will work within a regular environment, so what's socially acceptable, so taking them out to restaurants or taking them to museums or somewhere where they have an opportunity to see how other people experience life, but also helping them to be able to use money for themselves or to use public transport if that's appropriate.